great to have my friend Gail Folks, the head coach at Davidson, with us on the podcast. You're a tough lady to catch up with. You are a busy person.
Yeah, I got two small kids, got a team that's trying to, you know, figure out how to win a championship here. And but I'm really excited, and I'm excited to get a chance to talk with you, Debbie.
Well, I love talking to you. I've watched you for a long time. I know how hard you work. I know how good your system is. Right now, you're in a three-way tie for fourth. Yeah. The league is incredible. Tell us a little bit about it.
You know, it's a different challenge every single night. I think there's great coaches. I think there's great players. And I think that there's, you know, a lot of just diversity and what you're going to see. And so I think that's what maybe makes our league more challenging than others is, you know, from game to game, you're going to see a lot of different defensive schemes, a lot of different ways of playing offense, and a lot of different types of players. Some have traditional post players, some don't. You know, it's just some have traditional point guards, some don't. So it's just, It is a really awesome league to be a part of that I think is just really fun on any given night.
When the league is being discussed in higher levels above us, you know, about tournament play and postseason, all of that, it seems to me that there is an incredible elevation in the league. Like, there is just more conversation. There's more wins in the non-conference. You play one of the tougher schedules in the non-conference in your league. Do you get that sense over your time that the league is growing in the right direction?
You know, absolutely. I think that, you know, each, you know, program has made really good hires that have really elevated the league. I think you've seen that with some of the teams that were at the bottom previously being in a spot that they come up to the top. And I think just every single investment that these schools are making into their women's basketball programs, with us being a basketball-specific conference, I think just really is you're seeing that now kind of play out, is that we can catch, you know, some of the other, you know, maybe bigger schools, Power Four, that maybe some of their attention is divided between football and basketball. We're really just right now focused on, you know, our president, our athletic director, you know, every single choice they make is around, hey, what's best for men's and women's basketball. And I think that that's happening across our league, which is why you're seeing our league elevate in this landscape.
When you're selling Davidson to people that don't understand beautiful Lake Norman, what a great spot in the state of North Carolina. I mean, what are some of the things that you're selling, Gail?
You know, I think that, you know, first and foremost, it's an elite level education, you know, regularly ranked in the top 10 across, you know, every, you know, all metrics. And so you're getting a, you know, an experience academically that is going to be really individualized, really small classes. We actually can customize your own major here, you know, so there's, you know, just a lot of flexibility. And I think that combined with the investment in basketball and where, you know, we are taking, you know, I would say women's basketball specifically here with the investment in our program, combined then with just this really tight-knit community. You know, you walk through the town of Davidson and, you know, people are just like absolutely in love with everything about it. And they come out and they support the teams. I mean, we've got retirement communities taking buses to come to our games. You know, you've got all the local kids that are, you know, coming and running around. But, you know, it's just a really cool community to be a part of. And so when you talk about, you know, kind of the ABC, you know, academics, basketball, and community, I think that we're doing all three in a really elite way.
I would concur. I think it is a wonderful spot. It's kind of a hidden jewel in the state of North Carolina. It is a great basketball brand. There's a lot of fun things about Davidson, and where you are located is amazing. Let's talk about your team a little bit. Charlize Dunn, we've been watching for a long time. She's one of your more consistent, along with Katie Donovan. Those two have been leading you all season. Break it down for us a little bit, because you do play 10 players about 12 minutes a game.
Yeah, I think those two have just been really steady. You know, they show up and they work really hard consistently, but they also have played in a lot of meaningful basketball games over the course of their career. And with us having a really young team, I think they've just done a great job of providing the on-court leadership, the off-court leadership to help kind of steady us. You know, I talk about in our locker room with us being very young, playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores, a lot of minutes, that, hey, like what we have ahead of us is that we can still really get a lot better, right? A lot of these games are the first time people have been put in these situations. Whereas if you look around our league, there's some other teams that this isn't their first time going through these situations and the roles that they're in. And so for us, it's, you know, just kind of keeping our eye on, hey, like, we need to be playing our best in March, because every game is an opportunity to get that experience that we need to set us up for that.
In particular, Charlize Dunn, she's one of the top players in your league. She delivers every game. Tell us a little bit about her, her personality, her work ethic, all the things that coaches admire about their top players.
You know, she's just a joy to be around. She's one of the most coachable kids I've ever had an opportunity to coach. It's just, you tell her something once and she understands and she wants to implicate, and, you know, she can do it on the fly. You know, it's not something that has to wait till the next game or the next, you know, till after halftime. It's, it can be on the court, and, you know, she allows all of us to coach her. You know, it's just, she's just been an absolute joy every single day in the gym with us and off the court too. You know, I just, she's a really outstanding young woman that has really blossomed in our environment.
You guys are coming off your Play for K game. As a kid that's been around the state of North Carolina for a long time, your dad was a coach, you've been around the game. What does the Play for K games particularly mean? And we are going to talk about Sylvie Jackson, one of your players that is dealing with cancer right now, which was shocking news for everyone because she's so young to hear that she's dealing with this adversity. But tell us a little bit about the Play for K games and what they mean for you, and then let's talk about Sylvie.
Yeah, I think that all of us have been touched at some point with cancer and just needing, you know, going through something really hard, some adversity related to cancer. And I think the Play for K game was just an opportunity for us to sort of honor those that have been through it and to be supportive of those that are fighting it, and also to try to raise awareness to, you know, prevent it moving forward through research and donations and things like that. And so for us, you know, in our program, I think it, you know, it did hit close to home. You know, I do think for our team, you know, with Sylvie, you know, battling it and her being able to be around our program kind of throughout her treatments right now, you know, we're seeing, you know, the challenges that she's facing, and we're being supportive, and she's being as supportive as she can to us as well. But I do think it's, you know, it was tough. You know, I'll be honest. You know, I think that there was a lot of emotion wrapped up in that game, you know, rightfully so, because of how much we all care for Sylvie. And, you know, I think that as we continue to move forward, you know, we're hoping to be able to raise more awareness, you know, about cancer. And like you said, she's very young, and, you know, it's unexpected, you know, and I think being in a place where we can help people maybe catch things earlier, you know, I think that that's obviously the key to all cancer is the early, you know, detection. And so it's something this offseason I'd like to dive a little bit more into with coaches, just about, hey, making sure there's systems in place and, you know, things that you're aware of, so that way you can also be, you know, somebody that notices things to help the early detection process.
That's it, early detection. And it's not just informing women, it's informing men so they can keep an eye on their moms, their grandmoms, their aunts, their sisters, their cousins, all of it. It's really important. I think that's the most important part about the Play for K, is not just the raising money and the awareness, but really the awareness part about getting people out to make sure that they do their tests. You have to do the early detection stuff. It's just really important. How have you managed the adversity with your team? This is a shocking news in the middle of the season that one of your players is diagnosed with cancer, a player you were counting on as well, but just overall the health of your team and the mental health of you and your staff in dealing with all of this.
You know, I'd say that, you know, it's been a slightly different journey for all of us, you know, just with our relationship with Sylvie, but also relationship with cancer and just the toughness kind of around some things that have happened to people in their past. So I think what we've tried to do is really prioritize the mental health, and we've been, you know, making sure that our players have access to those types of resources regularly. And, you know, when the news hit that this was something that we were going to be dealing with right from the get-go, you know, we essentially just kind of had to step back and say, okay, like, hey, basketball is not the most important thing right now. Us processing where we're at, us understanding these emotions, us understanding how we're all navigating this is actually what's most important. And, you know, so there's been some instances where we've had to kind of take a step back. And, you know, it is something that I unfortunately have a little bit of history with. We did have a player my first year at Davidson that was diagnosed with leukemia. And so understanding Andrea Robinson, and she's doing great now, you guys. Like, she's doing great. She comes to a lot of games. It's awesome. But, you know, kind of going through this a second time, I think you realize that we're all people, you know, we're all just regular humans. And, you know, this is really hard stuff. And so we've got to just be there for each other.
Amen. Can't say it any better than that. You're absolutely right. And I know you've pulled your people together so that you guys could stay strong, keep your circle tight, and all the things that are important when you're dealing with some kind of major adversity. What about the small stuff, like turnovers and not closing out? How do you get them past that kind of adversity?
You know, Debbie, it's a, you know, every day is a new challenge. You know, for us, you know, we do try to use a lot of film and, you know, try to, whether it's individually or with the team, you know, just try to say, hey, listen, like, there's not wins and losses, there's wins and learns. You know, we've got to be in a spot that we're absorbing as much to move forward. You know, we can't change the past. We can only be present and then be in a spot that we try to have the next thing be better than the previous thing. And so for us, it's just about how can we keep getting better? And that's kind of the way that we try to approach things that maybe don't quite go our way. I always tell our team, my assumption is you're trying your best, right? Like, you're not trying to turn the ball over. And so to me, it's my job to help you not turn it over. Right. And so I do believe it's all of us, you know, on this thing together. And, you know, to me, it's how can we prepare our team and how can we, you know, as best together, you know, put ourselves out there as Davidson College women's basketball against whoever we're playing against.
Well, I know you're doing your very best. I know the detail of your scouts. I know how hard you work to put your team in the best position to win. We wish you well the rest of the way. The A-10 race is incredible. The A-10 tournament outside of Richmond, is it Henrico or Henrico? I don't know how
it's
you say
Henrico.
That.
Henrico. I'm from not far from there. So
it's a beautiful facility. It's yes. Going to be a fun tournament, and we'll look forward to watching you in it. And wish you well the rest of the way. Thank you very much, Gail, for being with us.
Thanks, Debbie.